GM, and welcome to episode 45 of CryptoTicker, der Podcast. My name is Dominic, and I'm ready to guide you through some of the most captivating stories in the world of cryptocurrency and blockchain. In today's episode, we are going in a major development that has really set the whole crypto community abuzz. Changpeng Zhao, better known as CC, the influential CEO of Binance, has announced his resignation. This unexpected move has significant implications for Binance and also the entire crypto market, and we are going to explore what this could mean going forward. But our journey doesn't stop there. We've lined up a series of intriguing updates from the crypto and blockchain world. Illuvium publishes phase 3 of its beta, with introducing the much-awaited arena player versus player. The groundbreaking partnership between Animoca Brands and Ubisoft in gaming, and we take a look at the top NFT marketplaces this November. So, enjoy episode 45 of CryptoTicker, their podcast. Let's dive right into our main story, a development that has been sending shockwaves through the whole cryptocurrency world. Changpeng Zhao, better known as CC, is the CEO of Binance, and he is one of the most influential figures in the whole crypto sphere, and he has announced his resignation. And this isn't just any like ordinary leadership shuffle. It is really a move that marks a significant turning point for Binance and perhaps for the entire cryptocurrency landscape. CC's journey with Binance, well, started with the company founding and the inception of Binance in 2017. Under his leadership, Binance quickly rose to prominence and became one of the most largest and most recognized cryptocurrency exchanges globally. Known for its rapid expansion and CC's visionary approach, Binance played a crucial role in shaping the modern crypto market. However, with great power comes great scrutiny. Recently, CC faced charges brought against him by the Department of Justice, or DOJ, and some other US agencies. And there was quite a stunning turn of events. Well, he appeared in a Seattle federal court to enter a guilty plea to these charges. And with this, Binance further also agreed to pay a settlement of $4.2 billion. This legal battle isn't just about CC or Binance. It really reflects the growing tension between crypto enterprises and regulatory bodies, not just in the US, but really worldwide. The crypto industry has long been seen as the Wild West of finance and is really now facing a reckoning with established financial and legal systems. If you also want to hear more about that, make sure to check out episode 44, where we talk about Bitcoin ETFs and how the SEC has been fighting against them for a long time. Nonetheless, CC's departure isn't the end of the story for Binance. Stepping into his shoes now is Richard Tang, previously the head of regional markets at Binance and also a seasoned player in the field of financial regulation. Tang's background, specifically as the CEO of the Financial Services Regulatory Authority at Abu Dhabi Global Market, brings slightly different flavor to Binance's leadership, one that many signal something like a strategic pivot towards heightened regulatory compliance and also a more conservative approach to crypto exchange operations. It is noteworthy how CZ described his stepping down. He acknowledged his mistakes and also expressed that taking responsibility was the right thing to do. This candid admission, coupled with his decision to stay on as a shareholder and offer consultation, opens up a dialogue about accountability and evolution in the crypto sector. Reflecting on our previous coverage, CryptoTicker has been quite vocal about the potential cracks in Binance's facade. We've warned of the risks and the challenges the exchange faced, from regulatory hurdles to operational concerns. And today's announcement seems to somehow validate some of those cautions and also bring some light to the complexities that is just involved in running a massive crypto exchange like Binance. As CC now steps down and Tang steps up, we are left to wonder about the future of Binance and also the ripple effects this change might have on the broader crypto market. It's unclear whether this new chapter will bring a more stable and regulated era for Binance. How will it also influence other crypto exchanges and how will they respond? And also, most importantly, what does this mean for the millions of users who rely on these platforms? Originally, CC was set to return to the UAE, where his wife and children live. But a district judge stated that this part of his bond release for now is ceased. So basically, CC is forced to remain in the United States for now. And it seems like this case has not just ended, but is really just about to begin.
Short break. If you like this episode of CryptoTicker, hit the pause button and leave us a rating and a subscribe. This helps us quite a bit as a podcast, and we appreciate any feedback. And if you need more insights and info after the episode, just check out CryptoTicker.io. There you can find everything about cryptocurrencies, Web3, NFTs, and much more. Already since 2015, the CryptoTicker team has been taking care of offering newbies and pros a home in the crypto space. On CryptoTicker.io, you will find new articles and insights every day, packed with news, tips, background info, and exciting insights. In the CryptoTicker Discord, you can exchange ideas with thousands of like-minded people, ask questions, make contacts, and much more. Take a look at the show notes right now, because there you will find all the links to CryptoTicker and you can directly become a part of the community. And now enjoy the rest of the episode of this CryptoTicker podcast.
Let's dive into some of the latest and also most intriguing developments in the crypto and blockchain world in the last week. Each story reflects really the ever-evolving and also the dynamic nature of this industry. First up, we have an exciting update from the gaming world. Illuvium, a much-anticipated blockchain game, has announced its third beta release featuring the debut of Arena Player vs. Player. This release marks quite a significant milestone for Illuvium, showcasing its unique blend of blockchain technology with immersive gaming experiences. The integration of that player versus player combat in this blockchain-based game is not just a technical achievement. It really is a glimpse into the future of gaming, where decentralized technology plays a very important and pivotal role. As Illuvium continues to push those boundaries, it's also capturing the attention of both gamers and crypto enthusiasts alike, signaling a new era in the gaming industry. Another story that has been making waves is the partnership between Animoca Brands and Ubisoft. This collaboration is set to open new doors in the gaming sector, combining Ubisoft's rich experience in game development with Animoca Brands' expertise in blockchain technology. It is a partnership that could redefine the norms of gaming, bringing blockchains and NFTs into more mainstream gaming platforms. This move also signifies a growing recognition of the potential blockchain technology in revolutionizing traditional industry, particularly gaming. Speaking of NFTs, let's talk about the top NFT marketplaces at the moment. The NFT space is still expanding, although the bear market has been leaving some marks. But nonetheless, there are marketplaces who are at the forefront of the whole NFT craze, and they still believe very strongly that there is a big interest and case for NFTs. They are not just platforms for buying and selling digital assets. They are really communities where creativity and also innovation thrive. And what we are doing in an article on CryptoTicker.io is to really try and understand what sets these different marketplaces apart from each other. As the NFT landscape continues to evolve, these marketplaces are playing a crucial role in shaping the future of digital ownership and also artistic expression. I shared the link with you in the show notes, so make sure to head there and check out to see whether your favorite marketplace is listed and also where it is listed. Now, each of these stories, from Illuvium to Animoca to the vibrant world of NFT marketplaces, highlights that there is quite a lot of excitement and a lot of things going on still in the crypto market, and that potentially we are somehow moving out of the bear market scenario. The crypto and the blockchain world is more than just a financial market. It really is a convergence of technology, creativity, and community. And as we've seen in the stories that I've just talked about today, this convergence is not only reshaping existing industries like gaming, but also creating entirely new paradigms for digital interaction and ownership. It really is a world where every week brings something new and exciting, and CryptoTicker is here to navigate these developments with you. And for the end, I really want to thank you all for joining me today on this episode of CryptoTicker, their podcast. I do hope that it has provided you with some valuable insights. If you want a deeper dive into any of the topics we discussed, don't forget to check out the show notes for the links to the detailed articles on CryptoTicker. And if you want to discuss and share your thoughts, please make sure to join our Discord community or our Twitter to really get in touch with us and with others that are interested and share your thoughts and start discussions and really try to educate yourself. Now, for the end, once again, thank you very much for tuning in today to this episode of CryptoTicker, their podcast. Make sure to follow us for more episodes where we try to break down the complexities, try to also have some interesting interviews with really highly noteworthy people from the crypto space. And until next time, talk to you very soon. Goodbye and happy investing.